Larry Bader Show, 1036. A friend thinks I should point out more that the five-year-old who's being allowed to go to a Miley Cyrus concert has two moms. I think straight parents could also do something as stupid. So I actually don't really think it's relevant. I do think straight parents could do something equally stupid. Straight or gay parents, this kid is going to be screwed up. That's just, they're letting her twerk in the house. Well, she can't do it outside. The notion that you let your child do something inside that you wouldn't want people to see, that's not weird? All right, speaking of, not weird, but I heard something yesterday, and Jason, I didn't have a chance to look it up, that Ryan Braun is hitting 800 as of yesterday in Cactus League play. Really? Yeah, go. They should have the numbers there, shouldn't they? I know he's hitting the snot out of it. I do know that. But I mean, hoy, that seems, all right, Jason should have this in just a minute. I should have had you do this during the break. Oh, there you go. Yeah. His slugging average is 1.6. His on-base percentage is .857. Wow. Now, how many, but what is that, though? What is he? How many at-bats? 5 at-bats? Still, though, he's off to a hell of a start. I find that very interesting. It's Cactus League. I mean, you're seeing 300s and 400s all over the place. But, yeah, Lyle Overbay is hitting 400. But 800, I mean, so what, he must be like 3 for 4 or something, huh? Okay, so when you take the raw numbers, that's where percentages can be just a little misleading. All right, yesterday, Republicans in the state assembly did what they should have done. They removed from his leadership position Majority Leader Cramer, Bill Cramer, who, by accounts of other lawmakers, in fact, Jim Steinke of the Fox Valley, I believe one of them, saw highly inappropriate behavior on a fundraising trip to Washington. He's accused of touching a woman's breasts and hugging her. And look, here's where Democrats have a legitimate criticism of Republicans. They knew about this. It was insane to give him a leadership position. But they did the right thing. Democrats are still, some Democrats, are trying to make hay on this, even though Republicans move quickly. And by the way, Bill Cramer should resign his seat. But as always, that's up to voters. But I think he should go, be gone. He's in treatment. So Communications Director for Assembly Democrats Melanie Conklin tried to make hay of this on a tweet. Someone pointed out to her, well, what about Gordon Hinds? Gordon Hinds, who told Michelle Litchens, you're effing dead, and solicited the services of Heavenly Touch Massage Parlor. He was busted for prostitution and yelled to Litchens, you're effing dead. Well, what about that? Melanie Conklin, media hack for Assembly Democrats. Gordon Hinds stands up against anti-women, harmful GOP bills. Try focusing on the policy and how GOP actions harm women. Colin Roth writes about this in Right Wisconsin. As long as Hinds votes the right way, he can hang out at the Heavenly Touch Massage Parlor. And apparently the same goes for Richard Sachs, busted with a prostitute last year, who is the lead attorney in the voter ID case for Voces de la Frontera and the NAACP. In other words, being a liberal is enough to atone for one's sins. Yes, that is the hypocrisy. You can be a womanizer. You can say vicious things to a woman. You can use prostitutes. But boy, as long as you vote the right way on legislative issues, all is forgiven. I guess that's the Bill Clinton doctrine, huh? Or the JFK doctrine. then it doesn't matter. You can ask a 19-year-old girl to perform fellatio on one of your staffers, which JFK did, and she complied because she was a terrified 19-year-old girl. By the way, you could consider that sexual assault. I mean, you actually could. There was it? It wasn't Kenny O'Donnell. Who was? I can't remember who she claimed it was. But all of that is okay. Which leads to my next topic. So during the debate, well, let me just read this from Patrick Marley of the Journal Sentinel. As Assembly Republicans remove their majority leader from his post for allegedly sexually harassing, I would say assaulting, women, Representative Dean Coffert acknowledged Tuesday that for years, a sign hung in a bar he owned that says, men, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Women, no shirt, free beer, free pizza. Coffert, who was running for mayor of Neenah next month, said he had the bar manager take down the sign about 10 minutes after first questioned about it by the Journal Sentinel. He said the sign had been up since he bought the bar about 12 years ago. I said, take it down and see if there's anything else in the bar. I said, let's make sure we're careful on that, Coffert said shortly after being questioned about the sign. In the initial interview, Coffert said he believed the sign had recently been taken down, but would double check. Soon afterward, Coffert said the sign had still been posted, but the manager was now taking it down. It's different in a bar. I think it was in a jestful way back then, he said. The removal of the sign came the same day. Coffert and every other Assembly Republican voted to remove Representative Bill Cramer from position of majority leader because he allegedly groped a legislative aide. By the way, that's not sexual harassment. That's sexual assault. And made crude remarks to a lobbyist last week. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican of Rochester, said he was not aware of the sign on Coffert's bar, but that it sounded like Coffert had done the right thing. I think he deserves credit for taking it down. Voss said, perhaps someone should have pointed it out sooner. I don't have anything like that in my business. I think he should have taken it down. But I'm going to admit, as mostly, look, would I want my daughter going in a bar that had that sign? No, I wouldn't. If you went into bars, and I haven't been in bars in years. If you went into bars, other bars, I think you're going to find similarly, I guess I would say, inappropriate things. Jason, do you think he should have taken it down? I just throw it out there quickly. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think he probably should have, but here's my concern. Republicans are going to start walking on eggshells. Where they're just, I mean, and you have to understand, this is the goal. That anything said about a woman is going to be inappropriate. Now, do you think they expected any woman, do you think that was a real offer? It wasn't a real offer. Is it off color? Yes. Does it suggest that you want to see women's breasts? Yes. On the other hand, how many complaints have they? I just throw it out there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I know I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I think they should have taken it down. My concern, though, is this plays right into the whole war on women crap, which Cramer has set on steroids now in Wisconsin, that you're going to be so afraid to say anything. It's 10:45.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.